Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. A new release from the Irish Baroque Orchestra called Concerti Bizzarri features an assortment of concertos by a circle of composers all born within a few years of one another. Violinist and director Monica Huggett leads, but there are no solo violin concertos. Instead, the program is heavily weighted toward instruments less often on exhibit in solo roles, as well as unusual combinations of instruments. At the center is the Concerto for Two Cellos by the widely accepted ringleader of the mature Baroque concerto form, Antonio Vivaldi. Just a bit of Vivaldi's double cello concerto, performed by the two cellists of the Irish Baroque Orchestra. Vivaldi is the lone Italian on this program, and is, for the remainder of the disc, surrounded on all sides by a crowd of German composers, including Heineken, Fasch, Telemann, and Graupner. Germany was, after all, a hotbed of enthusiasm for Vivaldi's concertos. Out of the seven concertos that make up this disc, five are for multiple instruments. The remaining two are solo concertos, one by Heineken for oboe and the other a bassoon concerto by Graupner. These both shine. But I'd like to turn our attention to another concerto on this disc. How often do you get to hear a piece for two oboes da caccia, two violas, and two bassoons? The surviving autograph score for Fasch's G major chamber concerto calls the tenor range caccias Au bois du Silva, and a scribbled outline over the designation Galichon indicates that Fasch may have originally had two bass lutes rather than two bassoons in mind for the part. Well, bassoons in hand anyway, here's a bit of that Fasch chamber concerto from the rank and file of the IBO. Concerti Bizzarri closes with a lovely concerto by Graupner for flute d'amore, oboe d'amore, and viola d'amore. The viola d'amore is a six- or seven-stringed instrument with additional sympathetic strings, held and played up on the shoulder, like a violin. Vivaldi wrote eight concertos for the viola d'amore, and Bach wrote for the instrument in his John Passion. Bach wrote even more commonly for the oboe d'amore. in many of his cantatas. The oboe d'amore is a little bit larger than the regular oboe, sounds a minor third lower, and has a bulb-shaped bell. But the flute d'amore is the big question mark here. Even Quantz, in his influential 18th century treatise on playing the flute, had little to say about what he simply calls an uncommon instrument. And since there are scant examples of any surviving original flutes d'amore, we're left with more questions than answers. In the case of this Graupner triple concerto, the flute d'amore part fits comfortably on the regular traverso without any adaptations. There is something new around every bend on this recording. It's fun listening and pleasing to hear each soloist in turn. If you would like to know more about the Irish Baroque Orchestra and their recent recording, Concerti Bizzarri, just visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows, and check out our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.